Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I kind of touched on it before, but 2020 really has changed the pace for a lot of us. I mean, what has it meant for those living with dementia?
2020 for people with dementia has just been an absolute shamble.
Yeah.
You know, people living at home. So with the initial lockdowns, I think the isolation for people with dementia, the lack of routine, different centers or doctors closing down has really mucked up people's routine and understanding their predictability of, you know, what each day brings. And then for people living in aged care with lockdowns, not seeing their loved ones, you know, they can forget them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, on top of that as well, it comes to the how hard it's been for those who's trying to support those with dementia as well. It's really been a year. I mean, and as I mentioned before, I mean, this is Dementia Action Week. How can we kind of go about starting a conversation about this with the older people in our lives?
You know what, Alex, it's not even with the older people. It's people that are even in middle age to start having the conversation of saying, hey, you know, what would you like if you were diagnosed with dementia? What are the type of things that you would be meaningful to you? Or what are the type of things that you would want to make sure never happens to you? Because, you know, once we get the diagnosis, often there's a lot of stigma around that. And sometimes it's even too late to even start having the conversation then. But people should start having the conversation of, well, you know, we're living longer. There's a higher risk of getting dementia as you age. So, you know, it's good to start the conversation early about, you know, what are people's wishes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it is a bit of a tough conversation to have. I mean, I don't know, how do you brace it without being offensive in a way? I mean, especially, I mean, I don't know, my mum is, what, 53? Should I start having this conversation now?
Absolutely. My parents, when they were in their 50s, and probably because I'm in the industry, you know, I started saying to them, you know, what are your end-of-life wishes? And they were like, hey, hold on.
exactly.
we're not going anywhere, right? But, you know, when it comes to that point of crisis and you need to have a conversation, you wish you would have. So in a really non-threatening way, you find the opportunity to say, you know, let's have this conversation so at least we know that if one day it does happen, at least we both are informed, because we're happy to have conversations about travel. We're happy to have conversations about retirement, about moving houses, jobs, all these other really big life decisions. And yet one of the really, really big life decisions about, you know, having dementia, living with dementia, what does that look like, life setup, finances, end-of-life wishes, we shy away from it, and it's so critical to have that conversation early on.
Yeah, absolutely. We do really shy away from it. It's really, it's a bit of a problem with our society. But say, you know, if we've got someone living with dementia in our lives at the moment, or if, you know, just for those who want to be prepared, how can you best support someone who's living with dementia?
So I encourage people to always stay in the moment, because dementia is not, it's not like every day is a bad day. There are good days and there are bad days, and there are good mornings and not such good afternoons. So celebrate the moment, live in the moment. If today was a good day, that's fabulous. And if today was a bad day, it was just a bad day. It doesn't mean that it's going to be like this every day. Make sure you have a good support network so that you're not the only one caring, because we know about care fatigue. And make sure that you have respite, that you're able to, you know, go out and get the person active, doing stuff, that you're not the only one having to care for them. And make sure that they're doing things that are meaningful and purposeful to them so that they feel relevant in the world still. It's really important.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I mean, you need to be able to care for that person, but you need to look after yourself to be able to help with that, don't you? Tamar, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Tamar Krebs, founder and co-CEO of Group Homes Australia. It's Dementia Action Week, so we're chatting a little bit about what it means to support those with dementia.